The study by the JFA Institute is called Unlocking America, and its recommendations are aimed at what the authors call decarceration. The criminologists who wrote it cite numerous other studies that show longer prison sentences and strict parole revocation rules don't promote public safety and actually increase the number of people who commit new crimes when they get out. UW Law School Dean and former Wisconsin Corrections Secretary Walter Dickey agrees with the study's statistics, but he says the solution is more complicated.
I don't think reducing imprisonment per se ought to be the goal. I think public safety through the wise use of our correctional resources ought to be the goal, and I think the wise use of our correctional resources would be less imprisonment and more attention to people when they're in communities when they actually pose a public safety risk.
Dickey says that means parole officers need to focus more on helping parolees succeed instead of looking for ways to make them fail so they can be sent back to prison. That's beginning to happen in Wisconsin, but Linda Ketchum of Madison Urban Ministry says the Truth in Sentencing Law is being used to keep released offenders on probation much longer than they need to be. That's why she agrees with the study's recommendation to restore voting rights to all released offenders.
Essentially, what it boils down to is taxation without representation. Long probation and parole terms are another way of disenfranchising, in this state particularly, people of color from voting, being able to vote.
Ketchum says her group is backing a bill that would change that. The new study also calls for decriminalizing victimless crimes like drug abuse and prostitution and using community-based treatment programs to address those problems. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.